This is the Dallas Morning News.
Hey there, I'm Dylan Lewis, one of the hosts of Motley Fool Money. Each weekday on Motley Fool Money, we talk through the business news you need to know and the stories moving stocks on Wall Street. On weekends, we dive into the industries shaping tomorrow and host the experts, authors, and executives that understand them. Tune in for insights, a long-term perspective on investing, and of course, stock ideas, plenty of them. To quote a listener, it pays to listen. Check us out and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
It's Wednesday, March 13th. It will be mostly sunny and warm today with a high of 80. A bit of a breeze this afternoon will make it feel a little cooler with the low tonight around 65. Here are today's headlines. Dallas police officials handed down written reprimands Tuesday to four officers seen on video mocking a disabled veteran who urinated on himself after he was denied the restroom. The department's assistant chief over patrol, Ruben Ramirez, decided on the officers' discipline after an afternoon hearing with the officers and other commanders. Police also decided to mandate sensitivity training for the officers. Department spokeswoman Kristen Lohman would not release the findings or discipline, instead referring a reporter to file an open records request. She declined to comment further. The discipline came after months of pressure from Dallas's civilian police watchdogs and 4 days after the Dallas Morning News published an investigation detailing how the oversight office that brought veteran Dinell Lane's case to light lost its authority to investigate complaints and its control over what grievances could be reviewed. A written reprimand is a form of formal discipline the department hands down that will go into the officer's files, but won't, by default, affect their pay or status. It's a step below a suspension, but is more severe than the department's forms of summary discipline, which include advice and counseling or a supervisor's report. Dallas's Police Oversight Office has identified two of the officers as James Smith and Juan Figueroa Luna. The names of the other two have not been released. An attorney representing the officers declined to comment. The footage went viral, sparking an onslaught of outrage from oversight board members and the public. Many states, including Texas, have a restroom access law known as Alley's Law, which says people lawfully in an establishment should be allowed access to a restroom if they provide evidence they have a medical condition that requires immediate access to a toilet facility. Next up, Dallas school trustees are expected to vote this month on whether to honor some local leaders by putting their names on campuses. A West Dallas school may be renamed in honor of Dr. Elba and Domingo Garcia, a prominent Dallas political couple. Trustees also will decide whether to dedicate a school library for former First Lady Laura Bush and name a campus building after Dr. Charles Ginsburg, a UT Southwestern Medical Center leader. The Dallas ISD School Board routinely considers requests to rededicate campuses in honor of various influential local figures. This year, another Dallas ISD school was unveiled as Royce West Leadership Academy, a nod to the longtime Dallas senator. However, some in the community protested the change. Some believe Dallas ISD trustees need to revise their board policy and allow for more community input. In recent years, trustees also approved renaming a handful of schools to scrub them of ties to the Confederacy. In other news, as the largest wildfire in Texas history ripped through the panhandle in late February, thousands of cattle burned along with more than 1 million acres of grasslands. Officials estimate more than 7,000 cows died from the Smokehouse Creek fire and 4 other fires that ignited in the region. That number is expected to rise as some of the thousands of cows that suffered burned udders, singed lungs, and charred hooves succumb to their injuries or are euthanized. Texas Agricultural Commissioner Sid Miller told CBS News. More than 2 weeks after they started, the fires are still blazing. As of March 11th, the Smokehouse Creek fire was 89% contained, and the Windy Deuce fire was 94% contained. The fires, two of which officials say were started by power lines, rocked the largest cattle region in the nation. Agricultural losses in the area are expected to amount to a $219.8 million drop in gross product. And Dallas must be working up a sweat if the fitness industry is pumping out commercial retail real estate stats for the record book. Last year, fitness alone accounted for 25% of the 1.8 million square feet of retail real estate leased in Dallas-Fort Worth. Fitness usually accounts for about 10%. What's fueling it? It's almost like grocery shopping. There are one-stop shops, but some consumers go to several grocery stores to get their weekly shopping done. Today, it's not unusual for a family to belong to a YMCA and to have at least one other full-service membership because the teens want the must-be-seen-at gym and the parents each have a favorite boutique fitness concept. Thanks for listening. For more on today's stories and the latest breaking news, visit DallasNews.com. Enjoy your day, and I'll be back tomorrow with more from the Dallas Morning News.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.